It was a fun weekend last weekend. I went to the Aurelia Museum of Art and History, OMA, Winter Gala at Hawk Ridge Golf Club on Saturday, and it was a lovely evening. Sold out, decent food, and a really interesting and engaging speaker in Canada's Indiana Jones, Adam Schultz. It was also interesting to hear about OMAH's plans leading into its second 25 years, including the establishment of a permanent acquisition fund, and a permanent Gordon Lightfoot exhibit this June. It will be wonderful to see that happen, and just in time for the Mariposa Folk Festival. I also got to the return of the Brownstone open mic, at the Lone Wolf Cafe on Saturday. Some really nice music happening there and a great vibe. It was a fun night out, and, yes, reminiscent of the iconic Tuesday night open mics at the old Brownstone Cafe. Alex Rabbitson, who organized it, said likely there will be more, so stay tuned. Remember I was mentioning some shows that are going to sell out? Acoustics for Green Haven on March 1st with headliner Bleaker is sold out. And the Night of Blues and Gospel with Lance Anderson and Friends, February 22nd, is well on its way. Go to AureliaOperaHouse.ca to get tickets. The Aurelia Youth Center just announced a couple of concerts last week and one of them is sold out already. So, hurry and get tickets for Tim Barry with Billy the Kid and Nixon Boyd at Creative Nomad Studios on March 28 at AureliaYouthCenter.ca. OMAH was slated to host opening receptions for its latest grouping of exhibits Saturday. However, as a result of fallout from the massive downtown fire, across the street from OMAH, that event has been postponed until February 1st. Also on Saturday, at 2:30 p.m. at the Aurelia Opera House, the Aurelia Concert Association presents the Elmer Eisler Singers. This iconic chorus is one of the outstanding ones in the country, and if you love choral music, you should just go. You can get tickets for this concert and for the rest of the Aurelia Concert Association season at AureliaConcertAssociation.com. The Aurelia Public Library has organized a Young Writers Workshop series for writers ages 8 to 14. It's a 5-week program beginning January 28 and running every Tuesday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the end. The work will all be published in a zine for the world to see. You can register here. The Leacock Museum has lots of fun activities happening for February and Valentine's Day. There's a Valentine's tea, a Galantini's workshop, and Leacock love story tours, and it's quite a love story. To find out more and get tickets, go here. Don't miss The Fire Still Burns, presented by Gojijing Friendship Circle and St. Paul's Center, an evening of song, stories and friendship, MCED by Jeff Minog and featuring J.D. Crosstown, Guy Minog, Jacob Pierce and John Rice storytelling. The event is February 8th. Doors open at 6:30, and it starts at 6:45. Admission is free, but donations are welcome. See you there. There is live music this week. Space Quaker and the Big Bad Jug Band is in the Barrel Room at Couchiching Craft Brewing Company this Saturday. Friday, there is karaoke at Lake Country Grill. Next Thursday, don't miss Choir Revolution at Couchiching Craft Brewing Company and a chance to sing along to hits from the 80s. This night is aptly called Don't Stop Believing. IYKYK. There is a social hour, practicing, and then the chance to sing the main hit and many more. Doors open at 6 p.m. and you can get your tickets here. Have a good week, stay warm, and if you have arts news, send it to annaproctor111@gmail.com by Tuesday at noon to be included.